Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Yeah, we love it that actually we are a multicultural church. We've got people from around the world here. And I'd like to introduce or welcome up Omni, who is based or came out of Colombia and is not part of the mafia cartels that they've got there. We hope anyway, but I'm sure he's got a story. But Omni has been with us for a while now, and Teresa and the family, we love them dearly. Let's encourage him as he gets up for the first time. He's got a great word for us. Let's give him a big round of applause to our Omni.
Let's sit, but let's not sleep. Please. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I say that because the place is quite very, extremely comfy here. I have been in places where the church meets in the ground. And, definitely for me, this is a really good place. Thank you, Jesus. So, probably all of you already know me. I've been hooking here for a while with my family. We try to do what Pastor is saying, and join and follow the Lord's instructions, mixing with the multicultural brothers and sisters where the Lord has put in us. Originally from Colombia, my wife is from Portugal, and then it becomes more multicultural. Thank you, Jesus. I have been appointed to delivering some few words in here. And let's see how it goes. And we will try to review our speeching. Amen. And I'm sure that we as Christians, we have a different way to talk, a different way to express ourselves. But I would like to begin here with some scriptures. And we will see how we find this. And let's see how I secure my happiness. So this is one point that we can actually achieve with it. Book of Proverbs chapter 18, 21, it reads this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So I mean that if we have a good fruit, well, we live. But if we have a rotten fruit, then we will be in jeopardized in our life, in danger. So at the end of these words, what I would like to leave you is with a question. How is my speech? Is it constructive? Or is it positive? Is it acceptable before the Lord? That's what my aim is for me and for all of us. Because this is actually the main point in us. Yeah? Now, I'm going to say something here. In the book of Genesis 3:7, it reads that when Adam and Eve, their eyes were open, then Adam bring to Eve leaves. So I would like to see, say something about what Adam said to Eve. Because Eve received the leaf and said, what's this? And then Adam said, well, you taking or leave? So that's why my message to you. So you're taking the message, you're taking or leave. Yeah? So the leaf is for Eve, but the leave it is for us. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see how it goes with this. I want to add to you here, book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 10, where the Lord Jesus himself says something. He said that he called the crowd up to him and he said this: listen and understand. I'm reading from the New International Version. They listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. So we as Christians, we definitely had to present ourselves with the right speech, with a speech that and that glorifies the Lord. It happened to me, you know me, expressing myself in the wrong way was the greatest enemy I was having. That was an enemy that was hiding within me. And it was destroying me because I used to express myself really wrong. I used to swear a lot. I used to make heavy jokes. I used to treat my friends in the wrong way, thinking that was a friendly way. But did not really realize this. Well, by that time, I did not know the Lord, but it's not an excuse, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's not an excuse, but it was. And that was me. Then, until I become to know the Lord, I start to understand and to read the Bible and find out the Word of God, what it teach us, I learned this. Psalm 141, verse 6 says this. Set word over my mouth. Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips. So I start to pray this, and it really helps me a lot. The Lord has done a great job. The Lord has changed totally my way of speaking. But probably he changed it too much because there was a point where people started to call me square. So I had to bear with it. At church, you know, all fellas, you know, even also evangelists or other ministers come here, you're too square. Well, because you know, I just want to change myself. But doing that, I secure happiness in my life. And that, it means a lot to me. So it means a lot to anyone that secures happiness. Because I believe, definitely I do believe, that many of us want to really be happy always. Now, it says in the book of Peter, 1 Peter giving us an advice, it says this. It says this. For whoever will love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. We as Christians, we definitely had to be always watching our way or express ourselves, how to speak. To control our speech, we had to watch our thoughts, we had to watch our mouth, we had to watch our sounds. Therefore, we should ask the Lord to help us. It's something that we can't do ourselves. We can't do that in our own strength. We had to ask the Lord to help with this issue. That's 1 Peter 3:10. I'm going to give you an example here of what happened in these two stories. But then I wrote here this. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in us, in this case, through our speech. So if somebody listens to me and he hear my word, he will see the difference. I'm surprised sometimes because, not really surprised, because I was speaking to my brothers or sisters or previous friends, and they say, well, what happened to you? So what do you mean? Well, because you know the free guy that I used to know. They used to call me free because I used to swear a lot. But now, because I hold it myself, they say that I'm not free, so, which is either way. So, however, for us as Christians, we need to be the leading example, amen? We must be the leading example. See, in 2010, something happened to someone that definitely that guy went beyond. And because sometimes with the jokes or we get used to it, and when something rises in us, we can go, wow. Some people can just damage their life because of their own expression or their own things. But this is something really strong that we happened here. And what the Lord encouraged us to do is to really think what we're going to say, what we're going, how we're going to think, and how we're going to show ourselves in a way that we do not damage anyone else. Because when we damage something or someone, automatically we damage ourselves. That is a pattern. This is a justice law from the Bible. If you bless, you will be blessed. But if you don't, then the either way. In 2010, there was a man in power. In his speech, he cursed Israel. He went wow his mouth. He started to release a really heavy language. But then this guy, 2 years later, died. He was a healthy man, really strong. He was in power for nearly 11 or 12 years. Good history, medical history. A completely war man. But he released that and quickly appeared with cancer, went through treatment. 2 years later, he's done. So this guy damaged his life because he released something wrong with his mouth. He did not really know how to express it. Now, the other one is, see that many of you know this story of Titanic. And also you might hear that those who built Titanic, they boasting too much. And they went beyond and they say, well, this piece of art, not even God can sink. And, well, that was, you know, the quicker they said so, the quicker it sank, because the ship actually sank. So we need to know the Lord's power through our words, because his power reveals through our words. He says this in the book of Proverbs 21:23. Say this: those who ward their tongues and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. So when we speak with a blessing way, with the right word, with a word that bless the Lord, that glorifies the Lord, we bless, we glorify himself in us, so we will spare ourselves from calamity. We will bless ourselves, actually. So it's extremely important for us to understand it. Sometimes I hear brothers, not family, or friends even though, but for those who do not know the word, I mean, it's just okay, but some of us, they say to the child, hey, you dumb child. I mean, the child is not dumb, he's just a child. But we sometimes have this culture, this way to express ourselves. Hey, you're crazy. And then we become crazy. Eventually, through the years. Oh, you weak. We start to curse themselves. But when they say so, they will not really want it, but the war is released. And we have an enemy that he is not sparing anything that is being released on the earth. Let me go here a little bit more to encourage ourselves. Then let's try hard to use the right language. The language that really builds us up. Because we need to build ourselves up all the time. Focus on building all the time. All the time. When we want to express something, we have to try to see how much profit I can get from that word that myself releasing. That expressing myself. I wish that I can know English in a really full potential so we can express many of the things and really bless. I like it when I speak Spanish, when I explain something in Spanish, because definitely we can go wow. But still. The book of Proverbs 15:2 say this: the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fools pour out fully. So we had to weigh ourselves. Am I a fool man, or am I a wise man? If you're a wise man, I get to get that right. I had to express myself with knowledge. I had to try as much as I can. Now, the Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4:29, he says in the New International Version, reading that, says, "Do not let any unwholesome will have to give account." But do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others and according to their needs, that it might benefit those who listen. So definitely to anyone who listens to me, it needs to be benefit from what I say. If you're speaking something, my aim, my desire is for you to benefit. Why? Because I want to benefit myself from it as well. That is actually, that's the first position I take it. How much going to benefit from this? If we keep going with that, when days, weeks, months, or years going by, you will notice the difference. I can testify myself from that. I used to be really, you know, damaging my brain and my mouth. You know, just, you know, if even I drink milk, it damaged. It definitely damaged. Now, but today they are different. But this has been some few years already practicing. Try to practice this at a high, really tough level. At the point that people will call me square. But I don't really mind. The Lord Jesus has been called many other things. Now, that's a fact. Now, let me say this. What I say, Matthew 12:36, it says this. As it's a New International Version, it says, "But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words will be acquitted, and by your words will be condemned." So I don't want to be condemned by myself. So definitely. And my advice is for all of us to think about that and to try to practice the right way. If we can't do that, or we do know how to do it, well, we just read before that we had to tell, "Lord, watch over my mouth, teach, Lord, the way I should speak." I'm going to give you some more scriptures in here, and we finish in there, and I'm going to hand it to Pastor Sophie to finish it. I don't want to stand there. I want to really get that to you. And from today, I know you're going to be thinking about this speeching. And then when you're going to say something, you can say, "What? Let me see. Is that Jesus what will say? Is that, you know?" Then you will say, "Well, how Jesus will express this?" Then you will rephrase. And then if you're thinking something, you say, "Is that what the Lord Jesus will think?" Then you say, "Well, you're rephrasing." And then always Jesus, what he will do. And then Proverbs 10:11 say this: "The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life." So your mouth, my mouth, our mouth should become a fountain of life. Amen? No empty jokes, no foolish language. Proverbs 10:21, "The lips of the righteous nourish many." It's good when people say, "Well, Pastor, you are so good. So your words encourage me, heal me." And then Proverbs 10:21 again, it says this: "The tongue of the wise bring healing." So, if the tongue of the wise bring healing, let's be healing, yeah? Now, I'm done with this, because this is not really something that we can just have to understand. It's really easy. I believe that everyone understands what I've spoken, and I do believe that we're going to change our way of speaking and talking.
I
evening. Let's give you a big round of applause, guys.
Yeah, thank
you. Sit there and carry on.
Thank you.
He said 10 minutes, took 20. There you go. Seems to be a mark of this church. There we go. So it kind of dovetails with what I feel the Lord has been saying to me recently. So where are we as a church? So we're at the start where we are now looking into the next term. And what happens in the next term is down to you guys. It's down to you what you do and what you don't do. And it's a challenge to us because we go back to that word there that Omni brought, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it eat of its fruit. And so if we speak words of life, eating of its fruit means that we're going to walk into the next term, into the next season, and it's going to be great for us. And that's what I want for us. So it starts with this, that we've got to rethink our life, rethink what we expect the future to be, and speak good of the future, speak well of our future. And so what I want us to do over the next few days before we start the next season is this, to evaluate everything that we do before we start doing it again. Yes, so don't just rush back to doing the same thing as we did before, which is so easy to do. And then 1 year becomes another. No, reevaluate it. Look at it again. And sometimes God gives us moments where we can do that, where we have that time to rethink. God did it. He created the whole of the universe in a moment, in a few days. And then he looked back, Genesis 2, he looked back to see that it was all good. But like Omni was saying, sometimes because of the words and life we live, that actually our past isn't so good. I remember a few years ago, well before I was a Christian, I caught hepatitis virus, and it took me out. And I, for the first time that I could ever remember, I wasn't at work during the week. I had 2 weeks where I just couldn't work. And I started to think, it was a restart time in my life. I started to think to myself, why do I work so hard? I mean, I was working 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week to earn more money, to go on the drink again, to live a whole reckless life. And I started to think, why am I doing that? I don't want to live that way anymore. And that was actually the start of me walking out of that life and starting to walk with Jesus. And so I want us to start thinking, what do you want out of the next season? What is it that you want? Because I believe that God is saying, guys, it's time to realign your life with God's purpose for you. It's time to declutter the things in your life. And then we can proclaim, we can speak words of power, speak words of life that actually we will live in the fruit of in the days and months to come. Amen, Omni? Amen. You said that in Portuguese, I think. Or was that Colombian? English. So that's what we need to do. Declutter our lives first. Hebrews 12:1 says this, that let us throw away everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us. So that means we've got to look at our lives and eliminate things, remove from our life. Work it out. You've got to spend time. It's right working on your job, but this is working on your life. Look at your life from above and think, why do I do this? That's so painful, and I'm not getting anything out of it. What wears you down? What is stressful in your life that you can just not do that? You know, it has got no real benefit. You spend so much time doing it, and there's no real benefit. Or maybe it could be even people that you spend time with that actually have got no real benefit. Please don't look around at this time. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, but I'm honestly speaking as a pastor. We can waste our time on people that actually drain the time that God has given us. We have to resurvey our lives. And those sinful things in our lives, those habits that we do and we excuse ourselves, it could be like swearing and using the wrong language. It could be worrying That's a sin. Fear is a sin. Jealousy is a sin. And getting over engrossed with business. I have to be careful not to do that because it ends up a sin. Addictions that we have to work on. And what happens if we don't? We get tangled up, we get weighed down, and all of a sudden, instead of being this free, joyous person that God has called us to be, we're not that anymore. We're hung down, we're weighed down with, we end up with thorns and we end up a gripey person, a mumbly bumbly, you know, person that no one actually wants to be around. And God doesn't want that. He said, I'm going to set you free like eagles, like flying in freedom, like he spoke earlier. And that's what our words can, they can do that for us. If we start to think right and speak that over our lives. Diane thinks so anyway, Diane, didn't you? Amen. And so, let's face it, guys, last year has gone. Praise God for that. COVID has virtually gone. It's become like flu or a little bit worse. But it's a new season now. We are no longer one church here. We are two, us, Basil, and together. And there will be more that come out of us, growing families like us that really, truly love each other and worship God for, and we love his presence. There will be more. And we have a prophetic word that keeps coming through over the last weeks. It's like that there is a river of life that God is pouring out over us, like he did over the camping weekend. Whatever we did, it was soaked in the presence of God. It was amazing. But because of that, new things are happening. People are rising up to do ministry their way. God is empowering people. And my word to you today is get involved. Get involved with that. Don't be like Martha. You know, when Jesus saw Martha, he knew Martha was a lovely woman. He knew that Martha loved him. But Martha was rushing around, and Jesus had to say to her, look, Martha, Martha, but dear, dear Martha, you are concerned about so many things that don't actually matter. He was saying, you're not following me. Whereas Mary was following him. And so he encouraged her, spend time with me. So is your time being spent with Jesus? Are you having encounters with him? Because that's why Jesus came. He died and rose again so that we would stop worrying. We don't need to worry anymore. Jesus has got you. Can I hear an amen to that? We don't have to fret anymore. We don't have to try to be something that we're not. You know, just be what God has called you to be. That's what your identity is. That's what we're going to find out much more about in the weeks to come. And so your words build your future. I'm hoping that we can get that as Omnibol earlier. You know, that we can either bring calamity on us or we can bring life on us. You have the choice. I wonder what your heart is saying now. Probably different to what you're going to tell people. What is your heart? Are you bringing calamity on yourself? Or are you bringing favor and fruitfulness and joy? Because Hebrews 11:3 says this, that by faith we understand that the worlds that we can see were formed by the word of God, so that the things that we now see with our eyes were not made of things which are visible. And what God is revealing to us then is our prayers are important. Our prayers do stuff, change things in the spirit world. And once we've changed it in the spirit world, that reflects on what happens in our life, in what we see. As we pray more, our life will change. As we speak positive, upbuilding, life-giving words into our life, then our life is going to be different. You know, we spoke about church planting and this church becoming two flourishing trees, two flourishing churches. We spoke it out when there was virtually hardly anybody coming back after lockdown. And then now look at last weekend. Once we spoke it out, it started to come into being. There's a great story in the Old Testament about that. We'll preach on it at some point. Won't go into that because of time. But what I'm saying is that God has taken pains to reveal to us that our words will build our future. It's the building block. The building blocks of a building are bricks and mortar and tiles and everything else you can see. The building blocks for your life is your mouth. You know, it says about a little rudder changes the whole direction of a massive boat. Yeah, same with our life. Same with our life. So let's start to build well. Let's start to speak well. You know, don't be a gripey person. That's not who we want to be. Don't dwell on the past. You know, I spoke to someone recently that said to me, oh, do you remember the good old days, and remember the pub, the Leyden Hotel that we used to drink in? I stopped drinking in there 40 years ago. No, it was 35 years ago, something like that. And it's like they still want to talk about then. I've had a whole new chapter since then, and I'm so looking forward to the next chapter. And it all comes out of what we start thinking. Do we believe what God has said about us, and are we willing to speak that out? And so what we're going to do now is say this. It's your choice, church. Are you going to just let life happen? Are you just going to let the next chapter of your life just happen to you? Or are you going to take the power and the authority that the Word of God has given us, that Jesus has given us? So we're going to start walking. It starts with walking with Jesus, clean your life up, ditch the things you don't need to do, and then start speaking life into your future. Psalm 16:11 says this, that in your presence is fullness of joy, and that's where we're going to start. If we can stand, we're going to proclaim now into our future what it's going to be like for each one of us. Yeah, we're going to speak into our future. We're going to make something of our future. We're going to build something of our future with the words that we are now going to say together, if you agree with me. Remember, the Psalm 16:11 says this, in your presence is fullness of joy. So if we're not living with fullness of joy, we're doing something wrong. You know, this is what Jesus died for. So we're going to proclaim now. And just remember, we are doing warfare in the heavenly realms right now. You are going to change what's going to happen in your life over the next few months by the words that you say. Because God says so. In his presence of fullness of joy. That's where we're going to start. So follow me in prayer. I declare that I am a joy-filled person. That I live a joy-filled life. And my joy levels do not depend on my circumstances or how I feel. They depend on my relationship with you, Jesus. My closeness to you. How close I follow you, or how I run after the world. I choose joy. I choose you, Jesus. And I declare today that tomorrow is going to be one of the best days of my life. The next term is going to be one of the best seasons of my life. Full of faith and love, hope and prosperity, fruitfulness and kingdom advance. We're going to continue, guys. You are now building your future. If this doesn't happen, it means the word of God is wrong. No, you have life are in the power of the tongue. And that's what we're doing. We're building it together. You need to speak these words over yourself daily. As you pray to God, speak good things and they will start to happen. Let's continue. That I declare I will have life-changing encounters with the living God. My prayers work powerfully to change every situation. My life will never be the same again. Because you're at work in my life. Your words become spirit through me and transform everything by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I declare I'm going to walk in the favor of God My anointing is going to increase abundantly. And I have favor for others in my life. For their businesses, for their families, for evangelism, for healing and miracles. And I'm going to live a supernatural life because that's who you created me to be, God. A citizen of heaven, living on earth, but at home with you. And lastly, I declare that I'm going to put God first in every area of my life. And everyone in the house said, let's give the Lord a round of applause for what he's going to do in our lives, guys. And give Omni another big round of applause for, woo! Not everyone gets...